I love you. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Cephalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubcephalo.com. Accelerando Music Conservatory, providing students young and old the opportunity to sharpen their talents in music, theater, and dance. Stop by the conservatory in Cannonsburg or at accelerandopittsburgh.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, bringing laughs nearly every night of the week, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Reporting live from Phipps Conservatory at the scene of the Corpse Flower, which is now in bloom, with Mr. Dunnigan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Brian, and I'm happy to have you here as my guest.
This has got to be sort of like your heyday right now as a horticulturist, or what is your official title here at Phipps?
I'm the curator of horticulture, which means I oversee all of our living plant collection.
Now, how was it that the Corpse Flower came to be here at Phipps?
Well, when I started as curator, I did an assessment of our collection, and I immediately recognized the weakness that we didn't have one of these plants. The Corpse Flower has the potential to, obviously, as you could see behind me, spark huge interest. And so I said, we need to get one of these in. I don't care what they cost. We're getting one. And so we brought one in. I was able to grow it out for about 3 years now. And right now we're reaping the rewards.
So the press on this has been spectacular. The feedback has been phenomenal. But for anybody who might have been underground themselves the past couple of weeks, tell us the significance of this flower in particular.
Well, I'll just say this. Corpse flowers are really hard to get to bloom. They take years and years to get to the size where they have the ability to bloom, and they are very susceptible to a number of diseases, so at any time you could lose them. I can just say, as someone who's been in plant sciences for many, many years, this has always been almost like a holy grail for me. This is, in a sense, this is kind of the pinnacle of my career to get one of these to flower.
So we may, in Pittsburgh, never see the likes of this again.
Well, I can tell you that Phipps, as far as when I went through all of our records of over 100 years of flower shows, we have no recorded history of a blooming corpse flower. So I'm hoping we can get them to bloom again, but I'm not promising anybody anything.
Well, keep some seeds from this one. Or how does that work? What is the life cycle for a plant like this? Because I understand that it blooms once every 10 years, mm-hmm. and then emits a corpse-like smell, hence the name Corpse Flower. So I figure the Glade Potpourri people really aren't going to be knocking on your door. But what function does that serve, and how does it help the plant reproduce?
Well, right. So obviously it wouldn't be doing it for no reason. And the reason is because at the forest floor in the jungles of Sumatra, where it's native to, there are very few bees and moths or bats that you would typically think of as pollinators. They tend to stay up in the forest canopy where all the flowers are. So at the forest floor, what the prolific insects are bees, or excuse me, flies and carrion beetles. And what better way to attract a carrion beetle than to smell like a rotting corpse?
So is this technically a carnivorous plant?
A lot of people ask that. No, it's not a carnivorous plant. It does kind of have this eerie appearance, and I mean, the petal of it looks kind of like a dark purple, similar to that of a rotting animal. And of course, the smell leads people to believe that. But no, you have nothing to fear.
Have you yourself ever seen the film Little Shop of Horrors?
I have indeed, yes. And I have heard some accounts that Audrey, the plant in Little Shop of Horrors, was inspired by one of these plants.
Well, I'll tell you this. If that thing starts talking, I'm out of here. But until then, Named Romero for, of course, George Romero, a very famous horror film director here from Pittsburgh. And I believe he actually toured the exhibit and saw the flower before it bloomed. Is that correct?
He did, yeah. It was a real treat to have George come in. And, you know, when we decided to name it Romero, it was a no-brainer here. Obviously, it was a corpse flower. And, you know, being from Pittsburgh, it was just a real obvious thing. And we had no idea that George would want to come down and see it. So George and Russ Steiner, who is the producer of the film Night of the Living Dead, both came in. They were thrilled. Oh, he was so excited to have a plant named after him. He added a little pressure. He said, okay, now that you named it after me, you can't let it die. So I'm a little worried about the army of undead rising up and coming after me if something happens.
As
but,
I would be.
But I think we'll be all right.
Well, you've got this thing on your side. That's a pretty good deal there. So we're in a very short window right now. It's got a 24 to 48 hour bloom period.
Yes.
And then what happens after that?
Well, at that point, the flower will start to basically decompose. It'll just basically consume itself. It'll just start to fall over and rot away. At that point, the plant will be dormant as an underground tissue, similar to a potato, would lie underground, and it would be there for anywhere between 4 months to a year, dormant. And then because the flower is such an expense on the tuber, it would be many, many years of growing in a vegetative state before it would then have the capacity to bloom again.
So after the bloom, will it remain here at Phipps, or will it tour or go back to Sumatra? What usually happens after a corpse flower is peaked, so to speak?
Yeah. So after it's peaked, it'll sort of look like a dead zombie in that sense.
Perfect.
And then at that point, we will remove it from our display, and it'll live the rest of its life in our production facility, which is close to the public, but then once it's ready to rise from the dead again, we'll bring it back out for our guests to see. Hopefully, you know, I've heard of cases of some people bringing them back to bloom in 3 years, but the reality is you're about 6 to 7 years.
So you're going to have some relaxing weeks after this. Is it going to be emotional for you after it's done?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be emotional. I mean, the one thing about it is it was just so much work that led up to this. This is only a 48-hour window. We're already halfway through it. If you don't see it tonight, you're not going to see it. And the one thing is that, you know, once it's done, I will definitely, it'll be a bittersweet moment, but it's just a happy moment in the end.
Well, we wish you and Romero all the best in the future, come what may, and thanks for chatting with us here.
Oh,
Mr. Dunnigan.
Anytime,
bravo.
Brian,
yes.
Take care.
And we encourage everybody to come down to Phipps and take a look while it's here, and of course, to see the other non-corpse related fine exhibits here at Phipps anytime. Thank you again, sir.
You're very welcome.
And in closing, here on Berg Vivant, we just once again would like to thank our sponsors and strategic partners, Cefalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie PA, Accelerando Music Conservatory in Canonsburg, Arcade Comedy Theater, downtown Pittsburgh, and Berg Vivant is and will always be a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism. This is Brian Edward. Good night. See you next time.